Let's talk about it is written as we are led by the Spirit of the Lord today. And how do we perceive God's word? Is it something that mankind decided to write down? What purpose does God's word serve in our lives today? Does it guide our actions? Does it help us form decisions? Does it instruct us in the ways that we should go? Does it lead us closer to God? And do we understand why God had his spoken word written down? Do we believe God's word is outdated? Is it irrelevant today? I always hear people say we need a fresh word from God, a fresh anointing. Do we need a fresh word from God, really? I'm here to share with you that God's written word is beyond our understanding. And what we need is for God's word to be refreshed in us so it can be fulfilled through our lives. So it has meaning to us personally. It's called the written word because the Lord instructed those he chose to write down what he spoke. Even today, we still can read the account of Adam's line where God created mankind and how we were made in his image and how God created us male and female and how much God wants to bless us. See, God called Moses to come onto the mountain so he could give Moses tablets of stone written by the hand of God so we could receive God's written instructions and live by them. Not only did the Lord write on tablets, he also wrote in the book of life. See, when the people of God made gods of gold, Moses went before God requesting that his name be blotted out from the book of life. But God said, only those who have sinned against him would be removed. What does God have written about us? See, God instructed for his commandments and laws and decrees to be written down. Then he instructed his people to follow what was written. And if we do, we would prosper and bear healthy children and be blessed. All because we follow God's written instructions. The written word is needed for our souls. See, if God's written word is important to him, then it has to be important to us. If we are strong and courageous and not terrified and not discouraged, and don't let God's word depart from our mouth, carefully following what is written, God will be with us wherever we go and in every situation we in. We have to follow God's written word and not add and modify or change it. So let us walk through some of the written word of God so we're grounded in it and sustained by it. See, it is written, you should have no other gods before me. It is written, you should not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on earth beneath, on the waters below. It is written, you should not bow down to them or worship them, for I am the Lord your God. I am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of their fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but show love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. It is written, you should not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord would not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. It is written, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. It is written, 6 days you should labor and do all your work, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath day to the Lord your God. On it you should not do any work, neither you nor your sons and daughters, your manservants or your maidservants, nor your animals or nor any alien within your gates. It is written, in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. It is written, honor your father and your mother, so you may live long in the days in the land the Lord your God has given you. It is written, you should not murder. It is written, you should not commit adultery. It is written, you should not steal. It is written, you should not give false testimony against your neighbor. It is written, you should not covet your neighbor's house. You should not covet the neighbor's wife or his manservants or a maid servant, his ox or his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. It is written, carefully observe all these commandments the Lord has given you to follow, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and hold fast to them. It is written, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. It is written, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, also trust in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. It is written, be holy because I am holy. Our names will be written in the book of life because we follow God's written word. We cannot do anything that would cause God to blot out our name. We must believe and trust in God's written word. Go with me to Revelation chapter 3, verses 4 to 6. God gave us instructions. It's written down, protected by God. We must keep God's word and follow it. Revelation chapter 3, verses 4 to 6 says, yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes will like them be dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before the Father and his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. See, we can't be blind to what is written. We need to be blind to religion, blind to the ways of this world, but we can't be blind to what has been spoken and written by God. The Lord has made a way for us to see, for us to hear, for us to understand God's word in ways. And no matter what condition or situation we find ourselves into, we have to walk based on God's written word. See, the Lord instructed those he chose to write down that was given to them. Moses wrote down everything the Lord said. He shared it with God's people, encouraging them to do everything that was written. See, not only was it written down, we are instructed to take God's word and tie it as symbols on our hands, bind it on our forehead, write it on the four door frames of our houses and gates so we are protected by it and we live by it. We must guard ourselves so the teaching of God is the apple of our eye. Binding the written word on our fingers, writing it on the tablets of our hearts so we have all that we need to be blessed by God. So Jeremiah was told to take a stroll and write down all the Lord spoke so the people could receive and hear and disasters won't come up on them. All afflictions that would occur, they can bypass because they would turn from their wickedness. See, the Lord forgives us of our wickedness and our sin as we repent and we stay with what was written. Daniel was given dreams and visions. He wrote down the substance of his dream. And when the Lord gives us visions and dreams, we should write it down. Nothing we receive from the Lord is for ourselves. It is meant to learn from him and to share with others. To let it be from God and for his glory and not for us. God uses what he instructs us to write down to help save. The Lord told the Jews their accuser was Moses. If they had believed what Moses written, they would also believe in Christ, since Moses wrote about him. But since they did not believe in what was written, neither would they believe in Christ Jesus. See, through the Spirit, Christ's disciples not only testified of things they witnessed, they wrote it down so their testimony would be recorded as truth. Christ did many things. And everything that was If everything that was written down, not even the whole world would have enough room to hold it all. See, what was written is for our benefit. God told his faithful ones to write it down so it could be a benefit to all of God's people. So we can learn the meaning of the saying, do not go beyond what is written. Do not take pride in yourselves. So we need to take pride in what is written. It nourishes our souls and feeds our spirits so we can be saved. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. See, the written word is about God, so we can learn and benefit from us receiving the Lord into our hearts. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7 says, "Now, brothers, I have applied these things to myself and Apollos for your benefit, so you may learn from us the meaning of what it says. Do not go beyond what is written. Do you not take pride in one man against another? For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?" See, it was written down so we can know how to walk before God. So we won't associate ourselves with the wrong kind of people. So we're not ensnared in a world of immorality, greed, and idolatry. It was written down so we can avoid those who live contrary to the written word of God. It was written so we could be mindful to always have wholesome thinking. It was written so we don't break faith with God. It was written so we'll be able to recall God's word, remember God's commandments, and live by them. See, it was written so you and I can learn of God and stop sinning. It was written so when we do sin, we know that we have a Lord who will speak to the Father on our defense. He is the anointed sacrifice of our sins and the sins of the whole world. The Lord says, write it down. He instructed John while on the island of Patmos to write on the scroll what he had seen and heard, to send it to the seven churches. So his brothers and sisters who suffer in Christ for the kingdom of God will remain full of patience and endurance in Christ Jesus. See, God's words written so we can teach our children, so we can talk about it when we sit down and speak about it when we go on our walks. And see, to talk about it when we let out and get up. See, God's written word is so we can never forget the Lord's teaching, so we're able to keep God's word in our hearts, so it can be prolong our days. It can give us years of prosperity, so we can never forget God's written word. It's for our soul. We need it for strength. We need it to guide us and give us understanding. We need to continue to live our lives based on God's commandments, because it is the very thing you and I are going to be just about. Only by us keeping God's commandments can we have life. We must keep God's word as the apple of our eyes, bind the word on our hands, write it on our hearts so it never departs from us. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 7, verses 1 to 2. Is God's written word still alive in us today? Do we read God's written word these days, or has it departed from us? Proverbs chapter 7, verses 1 to 2 says, "My son, keep my words and store my commandments within you. Keep my commandments and you will live. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye." God's written word was not written with ink, but by the Spirit through Christ. Not written on tablets, but written on the tablets of our hearts. God will put his word in our minds so we're able to know God from the least of us to the greatest. We are God's people because we continue to follow God's written word. See, are you equipped with the word of God? See, many of us don't fully know God's word. If we want to see long days, if we want to live healthy, if we want our children to be healthy, then we need God's word in us. It needs to be alive in us. It needs to be flowing through our bodies so we can never forget it. We can recall it in times of need. How can we expect the Lord to reveal himself to us without his word? How do we expect the Lord to teach us without his word being inside of us? We won't know if it's God. How do we expect the blessings of God to come without his word and word being in us so he can bless us and we give him glory because we know it's God? When Christ comes, will he find us living by God's word? Will he find God's word has made us overcomers? See, we need God's written word because we will be judged by it. It will determine how far we get based on how well we kept it. So you and I can't spend time modifying and changing God's word. It is the same word that was spoken long ago. You and I must keep to it because we will be judged by it. Praise God. God knows exactly what we need. What we need to have faith. So he had it written down. Praise the Lord. Christ came to fulfill the law. And now he sits at the right side of the hand of the Father, fulfilling the rest of all that was spoken by God. All of it will be fulfilled. Thank you, Jesus. We can never forget the reason all 66 books was written. What God expects from us has been recorded, so we have no excuse for not following the written word of God. It's not outdated. You can never grow old. It can never, you and I can never outgrow it. It is meant to teach us from generation to generation, so our hearts always turn toward God. It would help us to change and see God in the midst of our troubles. It was encourages us to keep growing, to throw off all that is not of God. It challenges our desires. Help us, Jesus. It challenges us to change. It challenges us to look at our ways, to look at how we think. Is it like God? Look at our attitude. Is it like Christ Jesus? See, it challenges us to think about how we treat others. And think about how God treats us in the midst of our trouble. It challenges us to repent of all of our sins. It challenges us to be overcomers, to be followers of Christ Jesus, to seek God with all our heart and all our mind and all our soul. It challenges us. It challenges us with the way we are. And many of us don't like it to challenge us. We want to stay the way we are, but see, God's written word challenges us because we came from darkness. It challenges us to walk into the light of Christ Jesus. It'll help us. See, it helps us to see the error of our ways and our thinking. It gives us hope so we can rise above all the storms. It gives us courage so we can stand firm in the midst of our rain, in the midst of our trouble. When life seems to be pouring down on us, it is the written word of God that gives us strength and encourages us to get back up and follow Christ Jesus. It's God's written word that you and I got to hold on to. It will never return to him void. See, God's word is meant to fulfill the things of God to talk about. So when God says, I have a plan for your life, his written word is meant to be fulfilled in your life, but you and I must be overcomers by following the word of God. See, it will challenge, it will make us think of our ways, it will make us change the way we think about some things. See, we'll become a more of a forgiving person because God was forgiven us. See, we'll become more of a merciful and graceful person because God has shown us grace and mercy. See, that's the Spirit of God working with his word, working inside of us to change everything about us. It encourages us to stand firm. Lord Jesus, we need your word. We need your word, Father God, to be active and live like a two-edged sword cutting away at us, God. Cutting away all that is of the world, God, as you shape us back together again, God, based on your word. It's not empty. It's not old. See, God's word is, we don't need a fresh word from God. We need God's word fresh in us so it can renew us and strengthen us day by day. Lord, we need your written word to be active and alive in us, God. But to do that, you and I have to have faith enough to read it. We got to know the word of God for ourselves. So you got to see this. When you're in the midst of times and trouble, the pastor ain't going to be around to help you. You got to have the word of God inside of you so that spirit can be able to call and give you strength. See, when desires are coming over you in the midst of the storm and trouble is coming your way, see, the minister is not going to be there for you. You need God's written word to be able to lift you and give you point of direction and make you turn away from wickedness at the point of your weakness, at the point of your desire to turn from God, to break faith with God. That is what God's word is meant to strengthen us and guide us to be active inside of us. See, it won't be nobody else there with you. It'll just be you and Satan, but it'll be God's word that you can count on that will strengthen you and help you overcome. It's always fulfilled. It always strengthens. It always encourages. But the question is God's word in us? See, is it written on the tablets of our heart? Is it written on our fingers? Is it written on our forehead? Do we take it with us every day? See, when we wake up in the morning, do God's word order our steps? Do it lead and guide us through our day? See, when we get ready to lie down, do God's word be upon our hearts to protect us over our sleep? See, no matter where you and I go, we need the written word of God to be active. It can't be something stuck on a shelf. It can't be something you pull out when somebody said read a scripture. It's got to be a living word. It's written so it can be alive inside of us so we can make it through all the storms we have in our life. But you and I got to let that word be active. We got to have faith in it. We got to see courage in it and let it strengthen us in our time of weakness so it can fulfill the purpose God has for our lives, to help save our soul, to bring us out of darkness and into the light. It is that written word that stands manifested in our lives. See, because it's written by the name of God. It's written on the name of Jesus. It's covered in his blood. That written word is there to save. Lord, help us today. Lord, help us to read your word. It's not outdated. It's not old. It's for us now. We need it today. You said, Lord, as sin continues to increase in your word, in this world, God, your word will come through. God, your word will be manifested. You would increase your grace and mercy so we can make it through. We need God's word. It was written for us to benefit us and our children. We need to teach it to our children. We need the written word of God in our hearts so we can overcome, so we can believe and not break faith, to stay encouraged and continue to stand. God is able. Let God's word be manifested in your life today. Let it encourage you. Read about it night and day. It's not old. It's you and I need it today. It's active. It's fresh today. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for your son, Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.